Welcome to Frost & Sullivan's Growth Podcast Series. This edition breaks down highlights from our case studies, evaluating market leaders' innovation benchmarks and growth potential across how semiconductor and mobility convergence is shaping next-generation growth. We'll spotlight companies to action and explore what separates emerging leaders from the rest of the field. The future of mobility isn't just about cars anymore. It's about chips, AI, sensors, and computing power, all working together inside vehicles that are becoming smarter, more connected, and increasingly autonomous. Think about it. A modern electric or autonomous vehicle is no longer just a mechanical machine. It's essentially a rolling computing platform powered by advanced semiconductors and intelligent software systems. And as these worlds, mobility and semiconductors, continue to converge, organizations face a big strategic question. How do you decide which emerging technologies are actually worth investing in? Because when thousands of innovations are emerging at once, making the right technology bets becomes incredibly complex.
Let's start with what's driving this convergence. Electric vehicles are accelerating globally. Autonomous driving systems are becoming more sophisticated. And artificial intelligence is moving closer to where decisions are made, right at the edge, inside the vehicle itself. All of this requires powerful semiconductor innovation. Today's mobility platforms rely on advanced chips for everything from battery management and power efficiency to real-time sensor processing and autonomous decision-making. In other words, semiconductors are no longer just components in the system. They're becoming the foundation of mobility innovation. And that's why understanding semiconductor evolution is now essential for anyone shaping the future of mobility.
But here's where things get tricky. Innovation is happening everywhere, across AI, sensing technologies, advanced manufacturing, connectivity, digital infrastructure, and semiconductor design. Some technologies promise huge disruption, but may take a decade to scale. Others are already commercially viable, but may not provide long-term competitive advantage. So the real challenge isn't just discovering technologies, it's prioritizing the right ones. Leadership teams must evaluate innovations through multiple lenses. How disruptive is the technology? When will it reach commercial maturity? Does it scale across industries? Is the ecosystem ready to support it? Without structured evaluation, companies risk chasing hype cycles rather than building sustainable growth strategies.
This is where structured technology discovery becomes powerful. Instead of analyzing innovations in isolation, Frost & Sullivan's Tech Vision and Top 50 Technologies framework continuously scans global technology ecosystems to identify the innovations that will shape future industries. Each year, thousands of technologies across mobility, semiconductors, AI, sensing, and digital infrastructure are analyzed and benchmarked. They are evaluated based on factors like CHE, disruptive impact potential, time to commercialization, cross-sector applicability, ecosystem readiness, alignment with major megatrends. This structured approach allows organizations to compare innovations that might otherwise seem unrelated, like AI-enabled sensors, advanced power semiconductors, or digital twin platforms. And that clarity helps leaders make more confident investment and strategy decisions.
Let's look at how this works in practice. In one case, an Asian innovation organization wanted to better understand the semiconductor technologies shaping Europe's electric and autonomous vehicle ecosystem. The challenge was clear. Europe's mobility innovation landscape was evolving rapidly, and semiconductor breakthroughs were playing a critical role in enabling both electrification and autonomy. Through structured technology discovery, Frost & Sullivan analyzed the semiconductor innovations driving these changes and mapped the broader EV/AV ecosystem. This helped the organization identify key technology clusters, understand innovation trajectories, and evaluate potential ecosystem partners. Most importantly, it gave them a clearer strategic roadmap for engaging with the European mobility ecosystem.
In another engagement, a government-designated technology institution in Taiwan faced a different challenge. Taiwan already has world-class semiconductor manufacturing capabilities, but the organization wanted to identify how those strengths could translate into new opportunities in emerging mobility markets. Through structured benchmarking, Frost & Sullivan evaluated semiconductor technologies with strong potential in intelligent mobility systems, including applications integrating AI and 5G connectivity within smart vehicles. The analysis helped the institution prioritize high-impact semiconductor pathways while also strengthening its long-term commercialization strategy. In essence, the organization gained clarity on how semiconductor leadership could translate into mobility leadership.
As mobility platforms continue to evolve, the relationship between semiconductors, AI, sensing technologies, and connectivity will only deepen. That means companies can no longer evaluate technologies in isolation. They must understand how multiple innovations converge to create entirely new ecosystems. Structured technology discovery provides the framework to navigate that complexity. It transforms scattered innovation signals into actionable strategic insights, helping leadership teams prioritize investments, build partnerships, and design growth roadmaps with confidence. Because in the race to shape the future of mobility, success won't just come from discovering new technologies. It will come from knowing which technologies truly matter and acting on them first. Thanks for joining us on Frost & Sullivan's Growth Podcast. For access to our research, competitive benchmarking, and best practice frameworks, head over to frost.com or email hello@frost.com. We'll be back soon with more to help you stay clear-headed and growth-ready.